Page 14. Activity 6. Indenting.
Let's move on now to the second major topic I mentioned, which is course requirements. As I told you, course requirements means the things you have to do in order to pass a course. First of all, nearly every class you take will have one or more tests or exams. Most university courses have at least two big exams, one in the middle of the course, called a midterm, and another big one at the end, called the final exam. You might also have smaller tests from time to time. A small test is called a quiz. Also, in many courses, you might also have to do something called a term paper or research paper, so let me tell you a little about that. A term paper is a large, written report that has several steps. First, you choose a topic related to the course. Then you do research on this topic, either in a library or on the internet. Do research means that you read and take notes on the topic. And finally, you use your notes to write a paper in your own words. A research paper can be anywhere from 5 pages to 25 pages long. Now, this is a good place for me to introduce you to something called plagiarism. That's spelled P-L-A-G-I-A-R-I-S-M. Plagiarism is a kind of cheating, and it's a serious problem at American universities. Do you remember I just said that when you write a term paper, it has to be in your own words? That means you can't copy your paper or even small parts of your paper from another student or a book or the internet. If you copy, that's plagiarism. If you plagiarize and you get caught, the punishment can be very serious. You can fail the course or even get kicked out of the university. So, as I said, this is a very serious thing, and you need to be very careful about it. Okay, does anyone have questions at this point about types of university courses, about course requirements, or about plagiarism? No? Then let's stop here and take a break.